And foremost, though, yes, she's America's sweetheart. Still looks just the same. She has four kids now. Mary Lou Retton joins us in the studio. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hey,
imagine finding you here under the newspapers. Well, that's in the job description. Be a hoot. Now, we got into our hardworking producer, Anna.
I like that Al-Qaeda thing, though. That'd
See?
Be good.
You just, it'd be more, but if am I wrong?
No, you're exactly right. Back in my day, it
you
was
didn't
like
just
the
compete.
Soviet Union versus the good versus the bad.
It wasn't just Mary Lou, go out there, do the gymnastic thing, win the gold medals, and we'll all feel good about it. Everybody gets a gold star. It was like, get those Soviets. Show them who's boss.
You're exactly right. I mean, who will ever forget the 1980 hockey team when we when we killed the Russians?
That
wasn't even the gold medal round. That was to, like, qualify.
Where were you on that day, since you weren't on the hockey team? But where were you that day?
I was at home watching. I mean, I was a young, young child.
Were you up on the horse doing your thing? I mean, did you work out, like, with some Svengali behind you, like 20 hours a day?
Before the Olympics, yes. I mean, I come from a little town in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Born and raised, coal mine.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Almost heaven, you know it. And moved to Houston when I was 14 to train, and that's when my training really intensified.
Did your parents really push you on that?
No, not at all. My parents were very supportive.
Were you naturally wiry?
I was the youngest of five.
Bouncing off the walls?
I was a pretty athletic. Our whole family was athletic.
Parents would say, hey, let's put Velcro in Mary Lou's head, see if she sticks to the ceiling. I mean, how'd you? Would they just say, you could go in.
I had to be energetic just to keep up in my family. And I really believe that, that's where I get my drive.
And you're petite. How tall are you?
I am petite.
You're petite.
You're being very kind.
But you could kick some if you need to.
4'9".
4'9".
Yes.
Okay. That's very good. Very good. And you hold it well. And now, I mean, no longer. You were how old in the Olympics?
I was 16, and I'm 39.
I still picture you running there with that, that powder flying, and just, you would get that look like.
It's called chalk.
I'm good. Yeah, that's the chalk powder. That's why I'm not a gymnast. It wasn't powder. It's the chalk. Yes.
That's good, though.
But you're running. Right. But you would have that look. And again, it was the kind of thing the rest of America would sit there on a couch and go, you go get them. You just go show those Soviets. They think they're hot at this. And you just had that look of determination. Like, if anything gets in my way, they're dead. Have a nice day.
Exactly. And that's kind of
the mentality. Do you do that at home with the kids?
I'm pretty strict. I run
four
a pretty
girls.
Tight ship. Yes. I have four daughters, 11, 9, 6, and 4. And they are my life. I mean, that's why we do what we do, is for them. And
does the 11-year-old think that she's now like 19 or something like that?
Oh, it's unreal.
There's a point. It's around that time when they look at mom like, Mom, I can't believe how stupid you are.
Oh, the hormones. I mean, it's my poor husband. He'll walk in the house from work, and like at any given moment in my house, it's an estrogen-filled home. Somebody's having a meltdown. Somebody's crying. And my husband will just walk in. I said, just go to your room. Don't even ask.
Now, where did you meet your husband? Was he in the biz, as they say? Or
He was a college football player. We met the summer of...
So he married the jock. And Mary Lou Retton goes off, marries the jock. It's happily ever after. The four kids in suburbia. You're there.
Pretty much. I mean, I feel very, very fortunate, very blessed to be where I am in my life. And wouldn't change a thing about it.
Now, is he kind of ADD?
He's like guys much like you. Very
now,
much
see, now,
like
we go.
You.
We're not ADD here. See, that's because Anna,
is he
our producer,
too in that other room?
No, Mike.
She's known you for 5 minutes.
Mike's
and she's got
just
you pegged.
Grumpy. No, I'm multitask.
Oh,
doesn't mean
that's,
I'm ADD.
That's
I'm weird. Totally focused on this.
Mike, is he ADD? Like, he should have medication.
Oh, yeah.
Mike's just wishing you were single because he's hitting on you from the other side of the room. That's what he's doing. Of course, I've been happily married now 31 years, so.
Yeah, you know what? That's
awesome.
Oh, we
could turn that up there, but that's, don't bring him in. He'll take over the show. But it's a guy thing. It's a woman thing. I would think it would be very, it'd be a lot of fun being married to you, so your husband's got to be very blessed, and obviously the family's doing well. But if you say that he's ADD, see, women think that all men are just not nearly as focused because we don't cuddle enough, we don't listen enough, and I don't know if there's Olympic training for that. Is there, Mary Lou?
I don't know. But you know what? My husband, he's great. He's a high maintenance kind of a man. He really is. I mean emotionally.
What do you mean by that?
Emotionally, he's very sensitive, always wants to talk, open communicator, almost to the point where I'm the one backing off going, okay.
Is he a good listener?
Yeah,
because he's a guy, see?
Right, it's pretty selective.
Now, in the middle of all of this, we're talking to Mary Lou Retton, if you just tuned in here on News Radio 600 KOGO. Mark Larson, a man who does not have ADD. Sorry, where was I? Yes, right here in the studio. And, people would say, what a charmed life. I mean, gold medals and, you got the commercial endorsements. You're still out there. You do, I think, motivational speaking once in a while. You're everywhere. But in the middle of that, you had so much pain, which is why you're kind of making this tour now and why you're up even Saw you on NBC this morning at the pre-crack of dawn.
Early.
My first thought was, wow, she looks great this time. I'm sitting there in my, you know, jammies propped up reading newspapers and, you know, going, I'm really tired. She looks like she's been up all night. She must be on East Coast time. So, but you're out promoting what went on in the rest of your life that people didn't really realize. You had this, you were racked by pain.
Yeah, I really was.
Which came from the hard work in gymnastic, or was this something that was genetic or what?
Both. What we're talking about is I, a few years ago, had a total and complete full hip replacement on my left side.
At age?
36, 37.
Holy cow. That's what people say. Well, when I'm 86,
right.
I'll do that.
Which is when most people are a little bit more elderly in years. I think it's a combination of both why I was having problems in my 30s. I was born with a condition called dysplasia. I have arthritis.
Oh,
a lot of dogs have it, actually. A lot of people go,
that explains why you're so good
lab.
At running out and fetching the newspaper. No, no, not, that's a joke.
You're
too cute for that joke.
Stop.
Who would bring that up?
But my joints don't align like normal people.
So you knew this when you got into gymnastics?
No, I didn't. I absolutely
When did this hit you and said, what is this?
This, it's really interesting. I could be here for a week telling you all the injuries I had in my athletic career. Hip not being on that list. No pain, no injury to it, no tennis, nothing. It only came, and it started, I mean, when you're a mother of four, my timeline is the birth of my kids. It was between baby three and four when I started to have some issues with my hip. And it started to give out on me, and the pain became worse and worse and worse. And finally, I went to several doctors, was misdiagnosed. They kept telling me, it's your back, it's your back. Hmm. And I kept saying, well, I've got issues with my back, but gymnasts have incredible sense of body. We know our bodies really well. And I just said, it's not. And I finally found a physician who diagnosed me properly. Said,
so you got this hip replacement.
I got this hip replacement. It was not an easy decision, though. It was not an easy decision. I'm thinking to myself, I'm 36 years old. I'm Olympic champion. You're telling me I need a titanium hip?
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
Does it make you superhuman and bionic now?
And I beeped through the metal detector.
Well, that's kind of fun. They go, here she comes, Mary Lou Retton, America's sweetheart, gold medal. She's a security risk. Do you ever get do you get the double? Do they double check you? Do they? They bring 15 people?
Yeah.
Good grief.
Patting me down, you know, asking me for my autograph at the same time.
While
it's
Ahmed
really
the
wild.
Terrorist is getting waved through. Isn't that nice?
Oh, don't. We won't even get on that.
So it's happened, hasn't it?
Oh, every time I travel, yes. But, you know, that's just a sidebar of it. But I guess my job right now is to get my story out. There's a website called MaryLou'sHipReplacement.com. You can go learn about
my story. That's very popular. I think Mike's already seen that. He's been looking for that, yeah.
But it's my pain is gone. And when you are a person who is suffering from chronic pain, joint pain, it's all-consuming. I did not want my daughters to see their mother lying on the couch crying.
It's not that unusual for younger people. I know people who are under 50 who have gone through the same kind of thing, and they thought, what?
Well, I'm young. I'm active. I have in my hip, Biomed is a company that put it in, or makes the
Biomed.
Hip replacement. Mm-hmm. And I have a Magnum M2A. That's what my
model
is called.
That comes with a nuclear attachment,
there you
I think.
Go,
that's
right, good. Right.
So in other words, the Soviets, if they regroup, they still better not mess with Mary Lou Retton.
But exactly right. Don't you dare mess with little
nukes.
People. I'm 4'9", baby, but watch out. But the pain is gone. But my biggest fear was the fear of the unknown. What am I going to be able to do after this? And I had a list of things that I told my surgeon. I said, I'm not your typical patient. I'm highly motivated. I want to be able to flip. Please don't take gymnastics away from me. I mean, I don't really do it on a daily basis.
But you can.
But I can, and I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to, you know, palm the floor. I'm flexible. I'm like a rubber band. I want to be able to do that. There's, you know, silly little things that are important to me, and I am able to do every one of those. And most importantly, my pain is gone. So my advice to people out there, if you're suffering from it, do not wait like I did. You don't have to live in that pain because it's not going to
And the
get
website
better.
Again is?
MaryLou'sHipReplacement.com.
Did you ever think you'd be the star of the website? Mary Lou's Hip Replacement.
Never.
You know, there's a lot of purient interest sites out there, but MaryLou'sHipReplacement.com.
Oh,
hey.
Be quiet and check it out.
That's right. We'll check it out. Well, just running out of time here, but when you're having a day, now setting aside the whole pain discussion and getting over that, but when you're having a day with your kids and still being a superstar Olympic gymnast, I mean, you're just... When you look at where we were back in the 80s and what was going on, again, with all the international intrigue, I mean, you were one of those bright, shining people who made us go, you know, I am proud to be an American. This is very cool. So what really makes you go, ooh, this is a great day for me now? I mean, what's a great day for you?
Well, every morning.
Other than doing the show.
Yeah, this is the highlight of my life.
Yes, thank you very much.
I really, I love radio, though. This really has been fun. I mean, I start my day. This is my personal life and a very big part of me. I start my life giving thanks to God, praising Him for giving me another day.
I knew there was something in there, West Virginia. I knew it, and I share that.
Well,
I'm
a strong Christian, and
that makes
that's
that that makes all
I
the
am.
Difference. Not so that we're going to get churchy on the show, but just it tells you where people are coming from.
Completely. So I am very, very blessed individual and praise Him every day. And I'm a prayer warrior. And I love where I am in my life. I've had a lot of trials. I've had a lot of obstacles to overcome and adversity. But that's who we are.
Exactly. As opposed to, I mean, it's nice to get the gold medals and all the attention.
Right.
Put your headphones on here. Take one quick call here from Chad and Ramona because he has some memories, and I don't think he dated you back then. Chad, welcome to Kogo.
Well,
you're
on
with Mary Lou Retton. Hi.
Hey, Mark and Mary. Hey, I had a question, Mary. What were some of your most memorable and also friendships you've had with athletes in your field from other countries?
Well, my competitor, Katarina Szabo, if you guys remember watching the 84 Olympics, Katarina. I tried to be her friend, but she doesn't like me very much.
And she was a she, right?
Because,
you know, there
were
always questions.
She didn't shave her face.
Back to the East German women.
We're pretty clean. Let me think. You know, one of the fondest memories is, and this is a great story, a lot of people, this is kind of a behind-the-scenes story. We're loading up going to the L.A. Coliseum for opening ceremonies. For some reason, the gymnasts, of course, were always the smallest athletes in all of the whole just group of athletes. And USA, we always had the biggest and most athletes, just the strongest. It was just so great walking into that Coliseum for opening ceremonies. Mm-hmm. It's really indescribable. But we're running late. I think we were late from a workout, and there were, hundreds of buses taking the whole delegation, and they finally put us onto this bus. The little bit gymnast got on the same bus as our basketball team. And this is going back to, 84, I believe, being the last true generation of amateur athletes.
Yep, yep.
We didn't have agents going in. We didn't
I was there
get paid
at some of those,
for medals.
Those games up there, too. It was an amazing time.
Oh, it was great. But our basketball team was Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing. I mean, these guys were right out of college, right out of North Carolina. It was so great. And they hounded us and harassed us that whole bus ride going from...
which made you a better person,
USC
so you could handle knucklehead radio and TV interviewers.
I had three brothers, so I could handle them.
Well, again, the website is
MaryLou'sHipReplacement.com.
Check that out. Find out how she got past all the pain, and just a great story. And your life is a great story. I appreciate you coming by and allowing us to have some fun playing here in the studio.
Thank you.
International icon, Mary Lou Retton.